Hey yo, it's me again, back again, already one day after the last episode. We're on a strike, streak, I think it's called. We're not striking, we're on a streak. Yesterday I had a little realization before going to bed, and I felt like sharing this today here in the podcast. And it really is as easy as the title says it, the own supply chain. I think that's a topic that probably you talk about in universities. There's so many companies being founded just to create supply chains. Every company kind of has a supply chain. Like, where do you get your stuff from? Where do you manufacture, put the product together, ship it from? Whatever it is, like in a digital way, there's always a supply chain. Who codes, who makes the logo, who writes the text, whatever it is. Every company kind of has supply chains. And yesterday, I was sitting on the couch here in the office, and I realized that I created my own supply chain. And I wanted to talk about this a little bit, because it's cool as fuck to have your own supply chain. And it really is possible to create this. Especially these days where everything is possible because of the internet, in a way. So that's where I wanted to talk about the supply chains today a bit. And if you're interested, just keep listening, I would say. My own supply chain. What do I mean by that? I mean, it's quite a big term, supply chain. In my head, always brings big things, big thoughts, big companies, big effort, a lot of people. This is kind of the first things that I think about when I hear supply chain. But yesterday, this word kind of shrank down so much, because it's so easy to actually have your own supply chain, to in a way create a system, create a route that starts at one point, maybe an idea, a concept, a product. And through a couple of stages, steps, it gets to a point where you can actually make money with it, where you present it to the world at some stage. People buy it. You just present it. Whatever the supply chain is that you want to build, it really is easy to do it. If you just start at some stage. And I can say that for 99% of the times, my supply chain starts at my own desk, the place where I'm sitting right now. The mic, the podcast mic that I'm speaking into, is screwed to the desk. My interface is on here. There's two big speakers that always provide me with good, good music that I need to be creative. I have a big screen on here that I actually don't use so much, but my laptop. And my laptop kind of is where everything starts, in a way. Often, I gotta say, the ideas start in the head. Influences from the outside, creative enlightenment, whatever you want to call it. Sometimes you have an idea. And most of the times, I either scratch something on a piece of paper, draw it, or write something. But I gotta say, most of the times I go to the computer and open Illustrator, open Photoshop, open other tools that I use to kind of turn an idea into a concept, I would say. So the first step of my supply chain is, I would say, this desk here. And the rooms that I'm sitting in kind of has all the other steps that I need to get from point A, that is having an idea, to kind of the finish line where you can actually finish on the couch after all the work is being done. You went through the whole supply chain and you can chill on the couch and play a round of FIFA or order some food, hang out, and it all happens in one room. And this concept kind of, I don't know, blew my head in a way yesterday a bit, because it's so... it's so simple once you know. But for a long time, I didn't really know. Let me explain a bit more. We started with the first step, the desk, the laptop, the idea, the creation. Right next to the desk here, we have now a little photo studio. We have a nice background that you can like roll down and you can shoot people, you can shoot products. There's literally like a little photo studio just right there. You just have to roll it down, turn on the camera, put on the lights, and you can shoot just by yourself. It's even better if there's actually someone behind the camera that knows what he's doing or she's doing. But I'm really lucky to have these people around me to help me out with all these sorts of things. But we have our own little photo studio. We can shoot the new clothes. We can put them on the website immediately. We have the product. We put it on the model. We shoot it. And right afterwards, it's on the website. Just this step even is crazy, because so often you got to rent photo studios. You got to make sure that a lot of people are at the same place at the same time. You got to pay some people. And having this right in your room is just, it comes in really, really handy. And then on the back wall of the room, we build a big shelf with the help of Mick, the guy who lives right on the other side. He is a DJ and he has this like big DJ setup in his room. And it comes in really, really handy that he's good with his hands. He can build things, cutting wood, screwing wood. It's something that he knows to do really, really well. And he helped me build this shelf here, where on one side is a clothing rack that has clothes we are selling at the moment that are on the website available. And they are just presented on one side, and on the other hand side, they are stored. The socks, the bags, the shirts, all of it is being stored right in the room. So whenever a new collection arrives that we worked on the computer, that we send out to our printing company, and it comes back here, we take the clothes out, shoot it, and then store it. And then right on the other side of the room, there's a table, a packing station. So whenever someone orders a shirt over the website or over Instagram, like it happened today, I made an Instagram story and some shirts got sold just because I posted this story. So I go through my own supply chain in a way, take the shirt, take it out of the shelf, put it on the packing table, pack the package, and it just goes out. And I made some cash. And just even the matter of the fact that this is possible is crazy. Just by selling some shirts today again. Like I was just sitting on my couch and it just came in via Instagram. And it's so weird to think about my own self standing in a cocktail bar for hours and hours and hours and working for 10 euros an hour. I did this so much. And now being able to sell like 2 shirts a day and make the same money in literally like 5 minutes. And all from one room in a way. I mean, it always takes other people and other stations in the meantime, but kind of the main concept is that you can do everything out of one room. And I really felt like sharing this because it just shows again that it is possible. It really is possible. You got to put in some work. You got to put in a bit of money, but you can really create your own independence. And the best thing about it is that all of these steps that I just mentioned here are independent steps. When I started all of this here, I had this insane strong belief of I want to do it myself. I want to be independent. There's so many points in your idea, in your company, in your whatever you're doing, where you can give things out into the world and be like, okay, you take care of this and you give your independence away. Often it happens because of money. Someone gives you 50K and he gets 20% of your company. This happens everywhere. And looking at my supply chain, I can say that it is maybe a lot slower like this to build it up yourself and not outsource everything right at the beginning and take partners in and take cash and go the fast way up. Doing everything yourself takes time. It drives you crazy sometimes. But at the end of the day, you can decide. You have it all in your hands. There's literally nobody telling me you can do this, but you can't do that. In all these steps, nobody is saying like, no, we don't want this. No, we don't publish this. It's like you can just decide. Of course, you kind of... I mean, but at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. You can't really go wrong as long as you do. You can fuck it up. You can buy a product and nobody buys it at the end. So you have your whole storage area full of these products that nobody wants to buy. And then you have money laying around. This is maybe like a business fuck up or something. But from this, it will turn into something else. And you learn from it. You know for the next time you order a product, maybe not order so many. We order a couple of less and see if it works. And then we order more afterwards, after everything is sold out or what. It, like, what I want to say by this is that you can't really go wrong when you just do it. And when you do it yourself, even, it's so beautiful because you learn so much. Creating my own supply chain, pretty much being every person of, like, creating it, producing it, branding it, and marketing it out there in the world, and then shipping it to the customer and receiving the payment at the end of the day. This is, to me, this is freedom. It is freedom to not have anyone be like, oh, okay, you didn't work as hard as last month. I cut your pay this year. You know, if you don't work hard and you make less money, it is like, I'm still working for myself. I can't really blame my boss and be, oh yeah, he's a dick, that's why he doesn't want to promote me. It's like, okay, I didn't do shit, that's why I didn't sell shirts, or that's why nobody listened to my podcast. I can always just bring it back to me. I have no person that I can kind of point on and be like, okay, this is why I'm not successful, this is why I'm poor, whatever it is. It leads back to you or to me at this point. And this is a weird concept, because when you're always responsible, it can be really tiring. I had a lot of moments where I wanted to push responsibility away and be like, oh man, I really don't want to take this one now. I don't want to deal with this. Why can I not just like drop my pen Friday afternoon and just have weekend and not think about things? Like, being your own boss in a way makes you responsible for a lot of things. And I can say that this is tiring, because sometimes there's this feeling of it never stops. If you don't do it, nobody else does it. But even that is changing in a way now. For me, I feel like all of these things that I just did by myself for so long, I feel like, no, I not just feel like, there are actually people around me that I can rely on, that I can work with together. And for me, as a creator that did pretty much everything himself, it was always a dream of mine to work together with people, to have a team, to have a table and have weird, crazy, creative and beautiful people sitting next to me, working on a project together, doing something together. And I feel like this chapter is finally starting now. There's money coming in. The business is working. I don't know how, and like, sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes there's no money. Sometimes there's a lot of money. It's, at the end of the day, I can say that it really makes sense to do it your way. Maybe this is a point to finish this podcast episode with, to do it your way. Not all the time with a head through the wall, but to believe in yourself and trust your gut, because your way is your way. And this is why it makes things unique. And being, I don't want to say that being unique should be like the thing to strive for, but there's so much beauty in being an outlier. Someone who just, yeah, sticks out a bit. Who does cool things and believes in the good in the world, or whatever cheesy direction we're going to go into now. But yeah, I just wanted to talk a bit about supply chains today. It just felt like talking about it. And yeah, I feel like I'm at a point where I can end this episode with a smile on my face. And yeah, wish you a beautiful day. Thank you for listening to this. Thank you for, yeah, just listening.